Hey, it's your girl, Venom Kitten. I will be doing the AMA on the Where the Voices Are Discord server. I will be answering 10 questions. Let's start. Number one, what is something that I find strangely intimate? Probably sharing a straw or sharing a cup. That's like the lewdest of kisses. Like, it's like an indirect saliva swap. You know what I mean? It's, yeah, it's. That and probably when you're sitting next to someone close to you, and they notice something on your shoulder or on your shirt, and they pluck it off or wipe it or brush it off. I don't know. I don't know. Something about that just makes me feel like you were noticing me. You were focused enough on me, or staring at me, I guess, long enough to notice I had something on me. Yeah, like kind of like a monkey, how monkeys pick off bugs off each other. Okay. Number two. What's something that came up because of doing audios that I never expected, but now I feel like it's a normal thing? So when I made my first audio, I was kind of nervous. I was super horny. Super horny, but very nervous because the thought of st I it was like, you know, when you answer a phone call. I'm a pretty shy person, and I had the mentality of answering the phone, you know, and just talking to someone I didn't know. It was a little scary. But I don't feel like that anymore. It feels like I'm talking to someone I know. It feels like, even though maybe there's a dozen, 100, 200 people listening to me right now, I don't feel like that's the case. I feel like I'm just talking to you. It's just me and you. And I feel like I know you, even though, you know. And it makes it easier, and I don't feel as nervous anymore. Yeah. Oh, number three. Weirdest place I've masturbated or sexted. I don't know if it's a weird place, but I've been super horny at school. I've been super horny at my art classes that I used to go to on Saturday morning. I would be so fucking horny. You know, usually the Saturday morning classes, I had to wake up like at 6 or 7. I didn't get a chance to, you know, I don't know, but I got there horny, and I'll excuse myself to the restroom. I'll be gone for about 10 minutes, and I'll be walking back to class with a certain glow, with a new glow and a smile on face. I don't know. Oh, don't judge me. I know you're more perverted. You're just as perverted as me, or more. Number four. If I had to choose one kink that doesn't sexually arouse me to spontaneously. Wait. If I had to choose one kink that doesn't sexually arouse me to spontaneously start doing so, which would I pick? Oh, that's hard. That's what she said. I don't know. Tickling? Tickling fetish? That, you know, in its separate components, tickling should arouse me because I love being touched, and I love laughing, and I love giggling, and I love being controlled or controlling someone, and that is a way of controlling someone, but together, I don't know. But really, technically tickling should arouse me. It doesn't currently, but I think I get it. The touching and the giggling and the... I get it. Number five. What's something someone could say or do around me that will immediately catch my attention? letting me speak. It's, you know, we take it for granted when we're in a group conversation, when we're talking to more than one or two people, and they talk over you. You know, you want to add to the conversation, but they speak over you, and they don't notice that you're trying to say something. I don't really like that. So I do notice when someone says, "Wait, what were you trying to say?" or "What was that?" Someone say or do. I can't think of another one. I know there's a lot of things that would get my attention. I don't know. Number six. What body part of mine gets jealous the easiest? Meaning, what part of my body loves to be touched, or I love being touched the most? Whew. My upper back, right? The top triangle point between my two shoulder blades and my neck, that's somewhere in the middle of that triangle. It just does something to me. Probably my whole back in general. I can't touch my own back, not really. So having someone touch it, oh my god. Doesn't have to be gentle either. Oh my god, I love it. That's my answer to that. My back. Number seven. What was my childhood nickname and the story behind the name? Well, I had two, but I won't say one because it will reveal my real name, and I don't really want to do that. So I'll tell you what it was. One of my nicknames was Nacho. Nachi. But I won't explain that one. But another one, one that my mom always called me. She always called me Booby as a little girl. Oh, I don't know how old you are listening to this, but I used to love watching a cartoon called Yogi Bear. Yogi had a little buddy. His name was Boo Boo. And somehow Boo Boo turned into Booby when my mom... Oh, please don't start calling me Booby. Oh. Okay, number eight. Have I told my friends or family? Follow up. If so, what were their reactions? If not, why? First of all, I don't think I've told anyone I know in the real world, in the physical realm. No one knows that I record myself being horny on the internet. I don't think that's something that anyone on my Facebook needs to know. But I have told friends that I've known online for a while, people that cannot judge me in person. I have shared a couple things. I don't know why I don't want to tell. I don't know. Would you tell your friends or family what you fap to? It's like, you know, there's some things that they're fine not knowing, and that's one of them. Number nine. When was the first time I realized I was a degenerate? Hmm. probably when I first got my computer. My computer, Windows 98, it was in my grandma's room, and when she went to work, I would get on there and figure out how to go online. And one time I had a friend sit next to me, and we browsed the internet together. A random female friend I met at the library or something. The internet was a new place, new wondrous place. Anything was possible on the internet. Of course, the first thing that we found was Sailor Moon and Goku porn. And that's when I knew things were never going to be the same again. Number 10. Tell us one thing most people don't know about you. A lot of people already know that I draw, or like to draw. I draw the lewd things. It is fun. How personal should I get with this question? I don't know. I consider myself a creative person. I like to create things. I create art. I like to cook, too, even though I end up burning things. I don't know why they end up burning. I don't know what happens. What goes wrong? I burnt soup the other day. How the hell did I manage to do that? Gosh, no, that doesn't feel like a satisfying thing that you should know about me. Let me see. I have a cat. I'm into psychology. Yeah, I'm into trying to figure out what's going on in your head. Why did you word what you said that way? What are you thinking? Why is your body language that way? It's fascinating. I'm into psychology. A little bit. yeah. I think that's all I will share today. Until next time, thanks for listening. See you later.